first public hearing is subdivision 2016-9 Beverly S. Hudson.
Thank you. This is a major subdivision plan. The plan proposes to subdivide 43.5 acres to create three lots off of a private road. The property is located on the south side of Piney Neck Road, Route 336, approximately 0.68 mile east of Hudson Road. The property is zoned AR1 Agricultural Residential District. The tax map is District 233, Map 6, Parcel 130. They are asking for a waiver request from the elimination of the landscape buffer and from the street design standards. Staff is in receipt of a site evaluation for the on-site septic. We are also in receipt of, a letter regarding access and maintenance of the road. And we also are in receipt of comments from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. They do note that the project is in a proposed or current sanitary sewer district. That sewer district is not available at this time, and that sewer service has not been extended to this area, and that individual on-site septic systems are proposed to serve this. And that if sanitary sewer service has not been extended to the parcel at this time, Sussex County does not have a schedule to extend service at this area at this time, and whenever sewer service becomes available, connection to the system would be mandatory. Thank you.
All right, then, we thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application? And Mr. Hudson, let me just take a second. You know, the Hudsons are about like the Wheatleys. There's way too many of them. And just for the record, are you, as to your knowledge, related to the applicant in any way?
We are not related.
All right, then. Just fortunate enough to have the same name. All right, then. Well, that's happened to me a few times. Yes, sir.
We're just here to ask for that waiver. And
First we need you to give your name.
Oh, I'm sorry. Steve Sellers at Seaford, Delaware.
Okay.
Beverly Hudson.
Thank you. And Mr. Sellers, you're here in your capacity as?
The surveyor.
Good. You are a professional land surveyor by profession, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And serving in that capacity, you would be considered an expert, is that right?
I hope so. Yes, sir.
Okay. Good. just need to get that on the record, that that's why you're here, and that you're representing and working with Ms. Hudson. We've heard what our director read into the record on your behalf. Do you have anything you wish to add?
We did get DLDOT approval today, and we have letters or applications into Fire Marshal and Sussex Conservation District, which okay. We should have something back shortly.
Well, let's see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you, and we will start with Mr. Hudson.
Okay. No. Just if you have any questions. Yeah. I don't really have any questions. I know the area very well, okay. And I know that land very well.
Very well. Mr. Ross?
I just want to make sure I heard you, Ms. Cornwell, that they do have an agreement on the driveway.
I'm in receipt of a letter from... that there will be a deed that will contain language regarding access rights and maintenance to Buck Hill Lane.
Okay, good. That's excellent. And then I know you're asking for the elimination of landscape buffer, and given the size of the lot, that seems like a reasonable request. Can you give just a general description, just for the record, of, you know, what's on the lots, open fields, what kind of landscape there is on?
It's all wooded.
Totally 100% wooded. Mm-hmm. And so probably you wouldn't build right against the property line, so the landscape is quite natural. Is that right?
Sir.
Okay, thank you. That's all my questions, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, all right. Johnson.
Is there a septic feasibility on?
There is. We are in receipt of that.
Okay. Do not have no further questions.
Okay, Mr. Burton.
That was my question. I have none others.
All right, Ms. Cornwell, you have anything?
And you have nothing else. Thank you.
Okay, Ms. Brandaway?
I have none. Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Lang.
No question.
Okay, Council.
No questions, other than, I guess, because there's some agencies that are still out there, like, it's not appropriate for final at this stage.
It would not be.
Yeah, but we can do preliminary.
Yeah, preliminary.
Staff.
Subject to.
Okay.
Okay. All right, then. If you take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here that has an interest in your application.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2016-9, Beverly S. Hudson? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2016-9? Speak for it, okay. All right, I'm sorry, I didn't see it. And your name is?
I'm Keith Trivett. I'm be his neighbor. I've lived there for 30 years, 35 years.
Okay.
And I have no problem with him living beside me. Actually, he would give me a hand.
All right, then.
Any questions?
No, indeed, thank you.
All right, thank you.
He's put on notice, right?
There you go. Okay, all right, anyone else like to speak in opposition? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Our next public hearing is change of zone number 1801, Long Neck Road, LLC.
This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agriculture residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 68 hundredths of an acre, more or less. The property is located north of Long Neck Road, Route 22, 1,850 feet east of Banks Road, being Route 298. The 911 address is 32549 Long Neck Road, Millsboro. The tax map ID is District 234, Map 23, Parcel 307.02. I be advised that the applicant in his application provides surveys of the property with his application filed on March 31st of 2016 and also provided an exhibit booklet on June 15th of 2016. The commission members all have copies of those reference documentation. We also received comments from the Conservation District. We received on June 21st a reference that the development of the site will require the developer to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation after construction, that no storm flood hazard areas are affected, and that no tax ditches are affected. We also received comments from the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. And again, we're in the form of a memorandum. They were received on June 20, 2016, and they reference that the site is located in the Long Neck Sanitary Sewer District, that the parcel has been provided with a 6-inch lateral sewer, or sewer lateral, excuse me, and the existing home was connected to sewer on November 6th of 2002. The lateral upgrade could be required depending on the proposed use. Conformity to the North Coastal Planning Study will be required. The commercial use of the parcel is not expected to have an adverse impact on the sewer system, and that a concept plan will be required. And gentlemen, that's all I have. Let's have a question.
All right, sir, we thank you. And the chair recognizes Mr. Schrader.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the benefit of the record, my name is Dennis Schrader. I'm an attorney with Morris James here in Georgetown. And I represent Long Neck Road, LLC, which is the owner of the property. I have with me this evening Chris Khalil, who is a principal of that organization. As Lawrence has pointed out to you, we did submit in advance of the hearing an exhibit book, which provided you with copies of the application, the deed to the property, a boundary survey, some site photos, a DelDOT concept plan, which shows you proposed possible uses of the property, DelDOT's letter indicating that no traffic impact study is required because they don't feel that there is a significant impact on Long Neck Road by this project. However, as the case goes, if subdivisions are added at a later date to Long Neck Road, then DelDOT may require traffic impact study. This particular project is 0.689 acres. It's currently zoned AR1. Agricultural residential use, and is the building on the site is currently used as a single family dwelling occupied by a tenant of the owners of the property. Now, the purpose of this application is to have the property rezoned from AR1 to commercial residential use of the property. For those of you who are familiar with the Long Neck Road area, and I suspect all of you are, everything along Long Neck Road in one place or another is generally a retail or service-oriented business. And Mr. Khalil will describe for you in a few moments what the neighboring properties are like. But it is the intention of the owner of the property to make this into a general retail and service use site. To that end, they have retained the services of Land Design, which is Tom Ford's organization, to help them with all of the necessary requirements, either with stormwater management through Soil Sussex Conservation District or with DelDOT for purposes of the entrances. You've heard from both those agencies indicating that there appears to be no significant impact if this project were to go forward. In terms of the comprehensive plan and the state strategies map, this is in an ESDDOZ in a level 2, which affords this application the opportunity to go forward. There are no real reports to give you because there are none that have been required as a result of being connected to both public sewer. There is public water available at some moment in time when this property is developed commercially. Then it will be connected to public water, and there will be things that will have to be done in order to meet the requirements of the certificated provider. Lastly, there are no delineated wetlands or tax ditches on site that would affect the proposed use of this property. And with your permission, I'll have Mr. Khalil come forward, and we'll go through a little colloquy and hopefully explain to you why this property would be appropriately zoned CR1. Chris, you want to come up? Chris, will you identify yourself for the Planning Commission, please?
Sure. Chris Khalil, LLC member.
And you are employed by and work with Long Neck Road LLC, correct?
That's correct.
Schrader, would you just bend that microphone up just a little bit for
which
for,
one you want?
There you go.
How's that?
Yeah, much better. Thank
Good.
You.
Would you like to describe the site for us, please?
Yeah, it's currently has a modular home on it, a garage, and two sheds. It's got a circular driveway.
In terms of this site, what is surrounding it?
So directly across Long Neck Road, you have the shops on Long Neck Boulevard, which includes a Grotto's, Ocean Diner. I believe there's some storage units towards the back. Adjacent east of the property is now a dog kennel service. And then behind the property is Enchanted Acres, which is a mobile home park.
And up and down Long Neck Road in this general area, is it developed commercially?
Yes, that's correct.
Would you characterize it as heavily developed as commercial?
Yes, I would.
If you were to be granted this change of zone, what would you anticipate your use of the property to be?
General retail, possibly office, maybe medical.
Are the buildings on site suitable for this, or do you anticipate having to tear them down and reconstruct?
No, we'll have to tear down and reconstruct.
If you were to have this site approved as a commercial site, do you have a need for security lighting?
It's a possibility.
Do you anticipate that you will screen this site from your neighbors, particularly Enchanted Acres?
Yes.
If this project were to be granted, do you think that it would be compatible with the surrounding neighborhood?
Yes, I do.
As far as traffic is concerned, do you anticipate that the site would generate more traffic, less traffic, or just benefit from traffic in general?
No, I think there wouldn't be any reason to be any increase in traffic. I think really it's just another destination along that road for people.
Does that make it more suitable for commercial use?
Yes.
You've heard that there is wastewater treatment available and it is connected. You would anticipate that the connection would be suitable for your commercial uses in this property?
Yes, that's correct.
And we've talked about water supply, stormwater management, and wetlands. In the end, do you expect that if you were to develop this property commercially that it would have any negative effect on the adjacent properties, either as to how other people may use them or to the values of adjacent properties?
No, I don't see how that's possible.
Okay. I have no further questions of Chris, and I will just simply finish by saying, to some extent, this is the classic infill in the sense that we have commercial development up and down Long Neck Road. This site is potentially a good commercial site, and my client has bought that property in anticipation of making it into a commercial site. With water and sewer available, no traffic impact study being required, this good location, it would seem appropriate. And so to that end, we have provided you in tab 7 of the exhibit book with proposed findings of fact that may be helpful to you if you were to favor us with approval of this particular application. Chris and I are both available to answer any questions any or all of you may have.
All right, sir, we thank you. We'll see if anyone has any good questions for you, and we'll start with Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Schrader, you addressed the issue about traffic, that it's not likely to have a negative impact on the community. Would the development of this as an office building or retail sales have any negative impact on the community?
Not in our opinion. And I think what we're really looking at is if you travel from Route 24 all the way out to Massey's Landing, well, there is a rather large population that either lives there or shops there. Chris and I, in talking about this, don't anticipate that this is the destination that's going to draw people to Long Neck. Rather, the Long Neck people are already there, and the opportunity for someone who wants to be an entrepreneur is available to come in, develop something on site, and thrive from the existing traffic.
And wouldn't it be fair to say that probably the majority of the properties that are fronting on this road, at least from the old Crab Barn west, is pretty much commercial?
Yes, I would say that.
I have no further questions.
All right, sir. Mr. Burton.
I understand the application.
Okay, Mr. Ross?
I'm just curious, are you planning on building the lease or you know, once you find someone with an interest in the parcel for whatever purpose, are you planning on continuing to own the property?
Yes, that's correct. I think at this time, you know, the concept is, well, let's put up a structure, you know, unless we have some kind of specific interest from a particular tenant. And the idea is to hold on to a long-term hold.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
The question.
Okay, Mr. Hudson?
I was thinking on Mr. Ross's line.
Okay, very good. Ms. Cornwell, anything?
No questions, thank you.
Okay, Mr. Randaway?
I have none, thank you.
Mr. Lang?
No questions.
Council?
Two. One for Mr. Lang or Ms. Cornwell. Just, is there a county sewer that's available? Is it just not connected until it's redeveloped? Just run me through that again, or Mr. Schrader.
The county sewer is already serving the improvements on the property.
Okay, all right.
If they change the use, they may have to upgrade.
Okay, that's what I thought. I just want to make sure.
If for some reason that were to become a fast food restaurant, Mr.
Robinson, then
it would change the nature of the connection.
Okay, no, I just wanted to make sure on that. And then the second thing is, having spent hours dealing with signs, we've seen some rezonings where people have applied for commercial only to get a billboard. Do you have any plans of putting a billboard on the property?
No, not at this time.
We're going to go 15,000 square feet, Vince, and it's going to be LED.
Yeah.
And you're going to be able to see it in Bethany. Is that what you want?
Boy, anyway, yeah. Well, the county has seen rezonings for the sole purpose of a billboard. So that's, you know, and we thought we'd start asking just to see. So that's why I asked. Thanks for answering.
To answer your question further, just to let you know how this works anymore from my side of the podium, that when Chris came in with this application, we explained to him that there was a moratorium and that if there was a need for a billboard, get over it.
Because at least for the short term.
The moratorium was in effect. The ordinance has been debated now for how many weeks? And we may all live to see the end of it.
Okay.
Or not.
True.
That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. We thank you, sir. Okay, gentlemen, thank you for your presentation. You can take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anyone here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone who would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1801, Long Neck Road, LLC? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1801? Anyone on the commission have any further questions? Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you. All right, that completes our public hearings. We have several items of other business.